We continue our reporting on a concerning health trend in the San Joaquin Valley, preterm birth. In Fresno County, around 10% of all babies are born before 37 weeks. That's higher than the national average and the highest in California. What's more, African American babies are the most likely to be born premature. But as FM89's Carrie Klein tells us, a new program in Fresno is trying to bring those numbers down by teaching women leadership and advocacy skills.
Andrea Avila still bears the scars of a medical experience she had 3 decades ago. She was 7 months pregnant with her first child when she says she felt an unusual pain. She remembers trying to tell her doctor something felt wrong.
I was trying to call him and tell him, and he said, "No, I've already saw you for the day. I refuse to see you." And I went right on to the hospital, and from there, they were like, "You are so lucky that you came in."
Her blood pressure shot up. Her life was in danger, and so was her son's. She had an emergency C-section almost 3 months early. They both survived, though her son now lives with severe developmental disabilities. We can't know if earlier medical attention could have prevented his emergency delivery, but Avila's interaction left a bad taste in her mouth, as a woman and as an African American.
I feel like we're overlooked because of the color of our skin. And I feel like they don't care. And a lot of us are going to die because of that. And a lot of us have.
Now, Avila is part of a new program that aims to prevent this from happening to anyone else.
Because why are we here? Babies are being born early.
Facilitator Kristen Caraway is speaking to a dozen African-American women at a community center in southwest Fresno. It's part of a 3-month leadership academy for Black women called AILA.
AILA!
The aim is to empower them with knowledge and confidence so they can be better advocates for their own health.
We don't know what's going on with our bodies. We don't know how to defend our bodies. If we don't know what something's called, how do we tell the doctor how we're feeling?
AILA is an arm of the Fresno County Preterm Birth Initiative, a collaboration between UC San Francisco, Fresno State, and community health organizations to bring down Fresno's alarming preterm birth rate.
And African Americans have them at even higher rates than most of the other groups. And so AILA was created to try to address that.
The program takes a holistic approach to health education. It brings in women of all ages, moms or not, and teaches them about the many causes of chronic stress, which is known to influence birth outcomes.
Preterm birth is such a complex issue. It's not just the medical piece. Parts of AILA address really reproductive justice. So what all happens to a woman that affects them physically? We talk about stress. We talk about historical racism. We talk about the community and how those things impact the woman.
And so Caraway hopes that if problems do arise, like they did for Andrea Avila, AILA will help give women the strength to speak up. Sometimes that self-advocacy is needed, says Dr. Subhashini Ladella. She's a perinatologist at community medical centers and a faculty member at UCSF Fresno. She says Avila's story of being talked down to by doctors is not an isolated case.
I deal with a lot of moms with high-risk pregnancy, and I have heard similar stories when they come to my office.
And Ladella says she can understand how some patients could feel neglected. Doctors are overworked, being forced to see more and more patients.
And when they see more volumes, it's just not possible to spend the kind of time that they would spend if they had less volumes per provider.
It's unclear how often this happens and to which groups of patients. Few studies have documented disrespect and discrimination in healthcare scientifically. But in a recent survey of new mothers, the California Healthcare Foundation found that 11% of Black women reported being treated unfairly because of their race, compared to 1% of white women. This all sounds familiar to Kendalyn Mack. She's a 25-year-old health advocate enrolled in AILA.
Building that relationship with me, taking my pain seriously, those are the things that I feel like are lacking in the relationships between people like me, African American women, and healthcare providers.
Mack now works with the Preterm Birth Initiative, a job she found through AILA. She and her classmates will soon be AILA's second group to graduate, and she's excited to bring what she's learned beyond the classroom.
This is the best place I can be when it comes to how I would like to contribute to my community.
And for Andrea Avila, that means sharing her story.
I would like to be a light. I would like to give to others what I didn't receive and just be a strength in someone's life.
One way they want to start? By sharing what they've learned with young girls long before they have children of their own. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.